And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Romelu Chiesa now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Paterica! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The second hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Well, I hope Albert Elise La Pantherita can get back to doing that Panther crawl and having some fun at BBVA Compass Stadium tomorrow night. LAFC taking on the Houston Dynamo. They are in town. The Dynamo in the semifinals of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. It's one of the best-kept secrets here in Houston, Texas. With a win, they would go to the Lamar Hunt Open Cup final. Now, with that would be a $300,000 cash prize if you win it, and you get automatic entry into the CONCACAF Champions League. The other semifinal is Philadelphia and Chicago. Later on in this hour, we'll have Dynamo assistant Davey Arnau talking about the semifinals against LAFC. He also talks about the emotional control of the team this past weekend. We have an amazing spread here that's been brought in by Jay and King's Court here tonight. So we've all been just absolutely chowing down on amazing lamb curries, chicken tikka masala. We've got Indian-type pizzas. It's been pretty incredible. I welcome in now. And you've seen him on the last couple of Dynamo broadcasts on theCUBE as the color analyst. He's a former player in Major League Soccer in a number of clubs. Most important here is, though, that Eric Quill grew up here in Houston playing on the fields of Houston, Texas, throughout our area here. And he joins us now. He is the technical director of the Texans Youth Soccer Club. And we're going to lead him into some very interesting conversation. Throughout the night, 713-780-3776. Eric, welcome in.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it.
So, you know, we thought we'd feed you when you got here. I know you were surprised when you looked at that table when you came in.
I know. I didn't think I should partake. And then, you know, staring at it for so long, I had to dabble a little bit. Now I'm, you know, we'll see where the indigestion
goes.
Need
a cup of coffee?
Maybe.
We got a couch in the other room you can go lay down on.
No, but it was excellent. Good food.
The food's amazing. King's Court, 903 Hutchins. And I'm going to put some pictures out on social media later just because I want people to see the type of food we had in here. And it's pretty amazing. It's hard to walk by that when you go out there during a commercial break. Every time I say, I'm not going to touch anything, and I'm walking out of there with something.
Yeah, well, you had me. I didn't realize. I thought I was going to come in and sit down right away. And I was out in that waiting room, and the smell and the, you know, watching other guys fill their plates up, it was I don't have that kind of control, so.
All right. Let's get back to soccer talk here. We do love talking food, though, here as well. So, first thing, before we get into Dynamo talk, I want to talk to you about youth development and player development. And obviously, I want, for full disclosure, I spent a lot of years doing it, actually, when Eric was on opposing teams as a young man, being coached by Ed Kamara here with the Quest, and then you were at the Texans. And then Eric went on to exceptional career and is another one of the great, you know, we can hang our hat on young people like Eric Quill and Josh Gardner and all kinds of different guys we can name that went on to play here. The two Baba brothers, on and on we go. And one day we'll write all these down, and we should probably create a local Houston Soccer Hall of Fame one day. But that's another project that we can work on. So there's an amazing story out there right now that's opened everybody's eyes. It's Chris Richards, who's at Bayern Munich right now. He is a young man from Alabama. He played for you for a year. You won a national championship. What's interesting now is if you see articles now talking about Jerome Boateng potentially being moved on by Bayern Munich, Uli Hoeneß, who is a top guy at Bayern, who was an unbelievable player in his day, he comes out, and when people say, well, what happens if you lose Jerome Boateng? He lists names like Mats Hummels, and then at the end he says, yeah, and Chris Richards. So Chris Richards is now this kid that is being talked about in the same breath here. Now, obviously, he's 18 years old. He's young. He's a potential. But this is an amazing story. So I'm going to let you tell a story. It starts in Alabama, and it starts with you looking for a center back for the Texans. It's under 18 team here in Houston.
Right, which is now U19. But, yeah, so looking for a center back. And, you know, we have some staff involved in our Texans soccer club that are on the ODP staff. And so –
how many years ago was this, by the way?
This is 2 years ago.
So this – so – you have to put this story now that's going to be told
actually,
in the context.
Is not, this is actually about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's less than 2 years. So you have to put this into the context of a young man that's going to be found in Alabama that is now signed by Bayern Munich in Germany. This is absolutely incredible. So go on.
So one of our staff members said, you know, look, there's a kid that I got to know and see play from Alabama that, you know, was in our program there. And you know, I think it'd be worth trying to take a look at. So I said, can you get his contact information? And he did that. And so I called the family up, called the kid up, because I knew he had been at FC Dallas on trial just recently and didn't quite make it. So I knew there was a talent level there because he was invited in. And so I asked him if he'd be willing to come in for a 2-day trial with us and, you know, get around the guys and see if he was a fit for us and if we were a fit for him. And so came in for 2 days. And saw immediately that this kid had such a high ceiling. I mean, he was just hadn't grown in his body yet. He was sort of gangly, and but the intangibles were all there that you thought, man, the future's bright for this kid. So I, of course, said, you know, well, right away, let's see if we make this work. So found a homestead for him, found a great family for him to live with, and it was a huge step for them, the family, and for Chris and his parents to sort
Can
of.
Can you name that family? Would they mind?
No, so the Sean and Michelle Easton of our, you know, their son has a
they deserve credit.
O2 Academy player in our program, who took a leap of faith and you know sort of believed in me and the our academy program and what the vision was there behind it, and so you know brought Chris and his family in and met you know the families meet each other. I felt it important to have a kid that is also in our academy, sort of a younger kid, so there's a mentorship there. Because sometimes if you just go and post it and say, hey, anybody looking to host anybody, you don't quite know what family's going to step up and is that going to be.
So you were really concerned about the family, the environment he was going in, that there was some other contact with another player within the club.
Correct.
Very smart.
I think it's, you know, that's just essential to the kid being happy. And when you're happy, you play better. You know, I just think it's a must. And so really was selective with the family that I asked to do so. And it worked out. I mean, obviously tenfold. So he, you know, the family's bought in, you know, he moved in and started his training with us. And I was supposed to have 2 years with him. And so, but I had always told his parents, I said, look, if he outgrows our environment, we're going to move him on. And so sure enough, he and another kid, Christian Kappas, in our program, were both juniors and our star players. And I felt after we won the national championship that, I mean, all along the way, these kids were outgrowing this environment and coming back.
Hey, hold that thought for a second, because I want to remind the listeners, we're talking to Eric Quill. He's the technical director of the Texans Soccer Club. We're talking about Chris Richards, who in less than 2 years went from being an unknown in Alabama to being a signed player at Bayern Munich.
So, yeah. So, you know, I at the national championship game, you know, I know Lucci and I know Oscar Pereja very well, close friends.
Lucci Gonzalez.
And, you know, their 17s were playing at the national championship too. And so I said, you know, you need to take a look at these two kids because these kids are pros. I mean, I knew from years before that these kids were going to be pros. Chris, obviously a little bit less, but.
So what about Chris when you first got him up here to Houston? What was it that stuck out about him that said, okay, this kid's ceiling is real, real high?
Well,
What did you see?
First off, I saw the pure athleticism and then. And he was a former basketball player. So, you know me, I fall in love with those former basketball players, those former point guards, because I was one of them. And so after watching him play, he had vision. His passing, his ability to break lines and his passing. And it was just different than any center back I'd seen in years at that age. And he had, you know, a couple flaws that I thought, man, we can work these out, but this kid's got pro potential. He just was, again, he hadn't grown in his body yet, and you just saw where maturation was going to maybe take place, and you could just see, you know, where it would springboard him once it did.
What about his demeanor? Was there anything in his demeanor, coachability, those things?
He's so coachable. The kid is just, he's the life of the locker room. I mean, mature beyond his means. That's why I knew him moving away from home at 16.
Could work.
I mean, he knew what he wanted to do. He knew where he wanted to go. There was never any doubt about that. He works tirelessly. His focus in training each night was, I mean, he was professional. I mean, he knew that there was no messing around. He had a mission behind every single training session that he was part of.
Who worked with him specifically on the ins and outs of the center back position? Was that you?
That was me. I mean, I basically knew the intangibles that he was going to need to carry to be a pro. One was, the massive one was his ability to hit the long ball with a quick release. Mm-hmm. He had a real long release. So basically it's the equivalent of a basketball player with a long release of a jump shot that, you know, as we all know, that comes back and goes back to the backcourt if your release is too long and not quick enough because, you know, you got a 6'6" guy in front of you guarding you. So basically his release needed to get quicker and be able to hit that 40, 50 yard ball on a dime, both feet. So he's a right footed kid. So I played him as a left footed center back because his right was pretty good. And so I knew his left footed needed work. So I really wanted him to play at the left center back spot because
very good.
He was going to have to drive a lot of balls with that left foot.
A lot of coaches at the youth level wouldn't have done that.
No, maybe not. I mean, but you know, we had a pretty good right footed center back at that time. And I just felt like there was a plan behind Chris. He wasn't coming here just to play for our team. There was a pro pathway plan for him. That
did you have to explain that plan to the parents?
Yes,
I would imagine because they're not just going to drop their kid off in Texas and say yeah. So obviously you laid out a wonderful plan.
Yeah. So I mean, it turned out wonderful. But I mean, there was a lot of work involved. But this kid was willing to do it. I mean, he was dead set on listening and just. Everything we talked about, he did. He worked tirelessly on his own. I mean, did a lot of strength and speed and agility work through Core Fitness with Ty Beasley, who's done an outstanding job on the north side of town, former player.
Former Houston Hotshot indoor player, Ty, and I know he's been very successful with his fitness. There's a lot of ex-players in the fitness game now.
Yeah, so again, I mean, so long story short, is we could have had him another year, but bottom line was he was ready to move, and Dallas saw him in national championship and saw him and they said, you know, we'd love to have him. And so again, I made that choice because of what they've been able to do there based on, you know, the whole setup, training integration. I spoke to Oscar. I mean, these two guys were going to be playing training every day, if not every day with the first team, 2 to 3 days at least.
Did they give you assurances that he'd be with the first team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's big. Yeah. Is that why Dallas is probably ahead of the curve? They're willing to accelerate some of the development and be a little bit braver playing guys and moving them forward? Is that the secret?
I think it's the infrastructure that they have. So basically their schooling, you know, all these kids, all these academy teams are training in the mornings. I mean, not the young, but they're, you know, 14, 15s, 17s, 19s. They're all integrated from a locker room standpoint. They're around the pros. It's
all the organic stuff. They're crossing paths with the guys on the first team. They're looking over to the other field going, that's where I want to be one day. It's all kind of contained.
Yeah. And it's, you know, obviously Oscar, you know, was the academy director there before, so he holds high stock in it, very passionate about it. The club has been extremely gracious. And, you know, I just felt like if there was a program that could give them that next level, it was going to be them. And obviously I knew them very well as you know, former teammates.
You played there.
And they held to their word. I mean, literally I call the two kids after they're a week and they're already been in the first team sessions. And so, it wasn't a situation where,
let me just stop for a second, because since we're talking long here, I want to remind people we're talking with Eric Quill. He's a Texans youth soccer club technical director, a longtime club. It was started by Roy Reese way back in the day. It was actually at the beginning of that sort of whole model was first started down here with the Texans and then quickly copied by the Hurricanes by myself and Tony Johnson, which was the beginning of it all, really. I mean, it became a great rivalry. But let's go back to Chris now. So you talk with FC Dallas. He's up there. He's training with the first team. Everything's going swimmingly. And this is, what, within a year he's been here? Less than a year?
Yeah, so he's been...
Now, when you go to his parents, hey, we're moving him to Dallas, what do they say?
They knew...
they knew this was a possibility.
They knew this was a possibility based on our original talks. And so, you know, they trusted me. They trusted my relationships and my, you know, what I had in store for them and where this process could take them. And FC Dallas did a great job of basically educating them on when he got there, like what this was going to be. And, you know, literally we play him in the first season game. He and Christian Kappas, they come back and their bodies are completely different. I mean, they've just done a really good job of transforming them into what we pros basically. And from the body structure,
we're just reminding you, it's Eric Quill. We're talking about Chris Richards, who's had this amazing journey as a youth player all the way to Bayern Munich in a time period of less than 2 years from Alabama. Eric is a big part of why this young man is at Bayern Munich. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to finish the story off. And then I want to lead you into something that you did that probably hasn't changed much since the days I was coaching youth soccer, but it's a hot button topic. Stay with us here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Fascinating story here about Chris Richards with Eric Quill. Before we go to break here, just want to remind you that John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm have been great supporters of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. They're personal injury attorneys. John's company and John himself will give you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whether you get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction, Daspit Law Firm is going to cover you. They'll work 24/7 nights and weekends. Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. They are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We're munching on great food from King's Court down in Edo. Tyler Scott running things from behind the glass. We're having a great time here. We're in the midst of an amazing story here, a youth soccer story here with Eric Quill. We're going to continue that story when we come back. Quick word for FM Bar and Kitchen. We thank them one block north of Washington on Shepherd. Great cocktails, amazing burgers. We had a great watching party over there for the Champions League final. Patio, kid and pet friendly. The cocktails there and the food, just amazing. I mean, it's just not the normal burger. This menu is incredible. It's Southern comfort food. FM Kitchen and Bar, highly recommended it. One block north of Washington on Shepherd. Let's take a Bud Light break. More to come.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
We're coming back with the Cult. They're back. They're coming to town here, and it's like a week from tomorrow. Got tickets for that show, Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. Quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. By the way, we're munching on incredible food here. We've got lamb curries, we've got chicken tikka masala, all from King's Court down in Edo. So a big thank you to Jay. The food has been amazing. We've had Liberty Kitchen up here before. I just want to mention them also here. They're in River Oaks, Memorial City, the Heights. Their places are designed by Carl Eves, a good friend of Eric. Lots of Gulf Coast influence there. Raw bar, oysters, hot smoked salmon. That's my favorite. I get that over at the Liberty Kitchen Heights location. They got mac and cheese, which is a guest favorite and one of my favorites as well. Great for brunch, business meetings, or just plain hanging out. Watch a Dynamo game there. Great mixed cocktails, wine bar, Liberty Kitchen. And they're all uniquely different. River Oaks, Memorial City, and the Heights. So our good friend Carl Eves, Lance Fegan, Liberty Kitchen, we thank them for their support of Soccer Matters. All right, so we're back here with Eric Quill. He's the technical director of the Texans Soccer Club. Also, you'll catch him on Saturday alongside me on the Columbus Crew Call, Houston Dynamo on the road, that game on the Cube. We're talking about Chris Richards, who has made this amazing ascent. He is now on loan at Bayern Munich from FC Dallas. He spent about a year with Eric, I think, and you took us up to the point where he's now at Dallas. He's training with the first team. You set that up with them. They're honoring that. And
yeah. So, you know, we obviously play against FC Dallas in our academy season, and so seeing them come back and play, you know, this is probably 3 months after he had departed, and Christian Kappas as well, and you know, just the individual that they became as far as their soccer body, what FC Dallas did, and tailored their workouts to each, you know, to their individual sort of ability and what they needed. I mean, they came back. I mean, they had pro bodies on them within 3 months, and something we couldn't, we just don't, you know, there's certain things that we have
facilities and
we don't exactly. And so, you know, that's all again, part of, the benefit of moving players on to, organizations that can obviously do more with the player. And so came back and played against them, and they're both best two players in the field. I watch them on video. They're just getting better and better and better. Obviously, that FC Dallas U19 team they're a really talented group with Ferreira and those kids that are getting first team minutes.
It's David Ferreira's kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know at this point that they were just starting the talks about Bayern Munich and what that partnership was going to be. And so a really smart job of FC Dallas to go into that partnership. I think a lot of it was because I think they were just like many of our clubs in the DA, non-MLS clubs that lose, and even MLS clubs, losing players to Europe, maybe behind backs or not the upfront, you know, sort of way. And I think they were pretty smart making this partnership with Bayern Munich, because I think it allowed a pathway for those players who dream to play in Europe, which a lot of kids do, right? And I think it allows the kids that aren't quite ready for their first team yet to sort of go into this pathway to Europe and be, you know, whether it's be with Bayern's 23s.
I'll be honest with you. When it first happened, you know, I'm thinking it's like all these other supposed partnerships that we've seen in the past that are basically marketing things. But what have you seen from this partnership that obviously you've seen it through Chris Richards and what's happened with him over there? It seems very legit.
A couple other players have gone from FC Dallas already, and so there's, you know, again, they're keeping tabs on them, and they're getting unbelievable training environments in the off season. And I think Bayern, if they want them back, they get them back whenever they want, sort of deal. I think it's a viable partnership that that makes a lot of sense and is not just a fluff job, so to speak. And obviously, Chris is the relationship's right if they're bringing Chris in, and now they brought him on a trial, a week-long trial, and loved him, right? So then he went back to FC Dallas, went to the U20 camp, national team camp. They saw him there, and so really, basically, in front of their eyes, they said, okay, this kid's got something, and I guess based on what they felt that position was going for them, said we want to do a loan deal.
So how long is he on loan?
6 months.
Okay, so he's on a six-month loan deal. It began this summer.
Right.
So it goes through the winter transfer window.
But he plays 90 minutes against Manchester City, so you got to think there's a plan there. If you're just trying to test the waters with a kid, you give him – he's came in for the first game of that ICC, 10 minutes, and then the next game was 25 minutes, and then they're giving him 90. So I got to think there's a plan for him.
He's Eric Quillen. He's the technical director of the Texans Soccer Club. We're talking about Chris Richards of Bayern Munich, who spent a year with Eric and the Texans. They identified him in Alabama. Before we get back to the denouement of Chris Richards, I want to take you back to something that's very important, and it's something that has not changed since many, many years ago when I was in the youth community and involved in player development, and that is people just harboring kids on teams and not having the confidence, the bravery, and I'm going to use this word, and I'm not using it loosely, the integrity to move them on. You moved him on because you knew that in integrity, this kid had to go to a higher level in order for him to stretch his potential. You made a commitment to his parents. Why is it we still see people holding on to players and harboring them and just trying to win games as opposed to doing what's right for a youth and accelerating their player development?
I don't know what the...
I mean, that hasn't changed. That's,
no,
that's sad, because that hasn't changed from my time period.
It's something that honestly needs to. Every person is different. I think the more people that sort of think in these kind of terms, the gratification of a, you know, look, a lot of these kids, Chris Richards would have had a full scholarship to North Carolina. Christian Kappas had a full scholarship to SMU. And we some clubs would say that's, you know, that's honorable. They got full scholarships to college. Well, I don't think sometimes we forget about what they could become if we move them on in a proper period of time to those upper level organizations. And right or wrong, for whatever reason, there's three academies in Houston, right? There's some great independent and clubs out there doing some great developmental work with kids at from all ages. It's having this conversation is saying, you know, how do we get together and do the right thing for the kids that are really special instead of, you know, again, I think that one of the big arguments some people say is, well, if we lose our best player, the team's going to fall apart because everybody's going to leave. And it's just, for me, that's a really hard pill to swallow because that kid's being held hostage to.
So we're going to play down to the lowest common denominator. Why isn't it positioned as we're moving him on? This could happen to you. And by the way, we're moving him on. There's more opportunity for others. I think a lot of it's ego-based.
It is. And so it takes a lot of humility and basically an understanding that, you know, between right and wrong, in my opinion. And there's circumstances that play into everybody's experiences in this sort of deal. I think people have been maybe burned and maybe tried to do the right thing at some point, and maybe a relationship went wrong and there was not some honesty there. But for whatever reason, I think we need to have more conversations in the youth soccer world. I think, you know, a lot of organizations are operating, you know, sort of in a bubble, trying to do their own thing instead of, and again, I think it's competition's healthy. I mean, I think... For me,
of course it is.
For me, having somebody playing in the same jersey all over town, I think about myself as a kid, how much I enjoyed being on the yellow team, playing against the green team one weekend, playing against the red team the next week, but when I'm playing against the same kids wearing my uniform, I just think there's something watered down to the business right now. And I think,
how do you think the academy system's done? So we got Dynamo, we got Texans. Who's the third academy team?
You have Dynamo Youth up north in the Woodlands.
Okay, so that's considered a separate. That was the old Rush.
Correct.
Okay, so that's considered a separate group.
Yep.
So now the Dynamo have hired Paul Holliker. Do you know much about him?
I met Paul.
Paul's got a good reputation from what I know from a lot of my friends. Seems like a good guy. We're going to get him on this show.
Yep, I met Paul recently in this academy director's course a year ago, just in a little weekend module. He seems like a great guy. We've traded texts, planned to meet and speak, but I think comes in with some of the similar ideas. I've talked to a lot of his comrades in the North Cal area, and they all speak very highly of him. I've heard great things.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I'm hopeful that we can all sit in a leadership role that works together and for the benefit of the game and maybe changes the landscape a little bit.
Yeah, I like this and I like where this conversation's going, because it's very clear to me that somebody has to take over leadership in the youth community, and it's not going to happen organically. Things will just continue to go on. I have a lot of peers that I 100% have ultimate respect for, that are doing incredible work with kids, never get a pat on the back, never get a mention, that are doing amazing work. And it's not just about moving the guy to Bayern Munich. It's about moving kids through and educating them and putting them in situations where they grow and they mature and they have lifelong great experiences here. They're going to remain in the game in some capacity. Not everybody's going to Bayern Munich. Not everybody's getting a college scholarship. There's all kinds of good work that's being done. I would also say, though, and I'm going to give you the parting thought here, because this is our last segment, that there's a lot of people that have sold out and are just running numbers. And that's, to me, very sad, because this youth community means a lot to me. I was around it when it was, like you said, just small groups of people running teams. Finish the Chris Richards story real quick.
So, I mean, I've texted many times with Chris and just his state of mind, and where, you know, he's a different kid now. Look, when you step on the field with Robin and Ribery and these guys that you're playing FIFA.
It's unbelievable.
You know.
What a story.
6 months before, it's just it just propels you to a different level. But there's one thing that's never changing about the kid, and that's who he is. He's so humble and gracious, and he's just an unbelievable kid that I'm so happy for. He deserves all of this.
Well, listen, you deserve a lot of credit for moving him on, for giving him the experience you gave him at the Texans. We're going to continue this conversation. We're not going to do it tonight, but we're going to continue. And I think when Paul Holliker gets in town, I want to get him on this show as well. Maybe we can do a whole forum in here and really throw some ideas around, get participation from listeners as well. All right, so that was Eric Quill. He's the Texans youth soccer technical director up there. Amazing story there with Chris Richards. Thank you, and I will see you Saturday for the call of the Columbus Crew Dynamo.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoyed it.
All right, Eric Quill joining us here tonight. We thank Eric very much for coming in studio. Before we go to a break here, coming up next will be Davey Arno. He's talking about the Dynamo LAFC. Before we go to break here, just a reminder, the Daspit Law Firm, John Daspit and his firm are second-hour presenting sponsors. They're bilingual. They'll work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. 713-322-HURT. It is DaspitLaw.com. We thank them. Again, we also thank tonight, bringing in the food, King's Court, Jay and Giovanni. Thank you very much. El Batallon and Company will be down there tomorrow prior to the Dynamo LAFC game. You can get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. And we will take a Bud Light break. And remember, the friendship between Bud Light and Texas goes back over 30 years, ever since the first Bud Light rolled out of the Houston brewery. Enjoy responsibly, AB, Bud Light Beer, Houston, Texas. All special edition Texas packaging is brewed in Texas. Let's take a Bud Light break. More to come, including Davey Arno, Dynamo assistant.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Final segment here, and I have a quick word here for Tranquility Home Systems and my friend Jesse. Now, if you want 4K video technology, you got to call Jesse. You want to get the home theater set up, especially with the Premier League season around the corner, the Houston Dynamo. You want 4K video technology. You want the 20 years of experience of Tranquility Home Systems. Here is Jesse's personal phone number, 281-506-7822, for all your home theater needs. Plus, check out their website, www.ths3inc.com. Final segment, we go to one of the greats that we've known in Major League Soccer. Good personal friend, has helped us with a lot of the cancer events as well. He's Dynamo assistant coach Davey Arno. Davey, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Hi, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on. All right, so let's begin to talk about tonight here very quickly, because tomorrow's a big opportunity. You have been a guy that has won the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup with Kansas City. To get in a position here to be in a semifinal, it kind of happened in the blink of an eye, but here you are. You're one game away from a final, and these are moments that not everybody gets.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I've been in this league for a long time now, both as a player and as a coach. And back in 2004, when I was fortunate to win it with Kansas City, it was a great experience. It was a great season for us, and I remember winning it, and I remember playing. That was the same year we played in the MLS Cup final, and we lost. And I said to myself, I was super down about having lost the MLS Cup final, and I said to myself, we'll be back here again next year. And haven't been back there since. So that's been a lot of years, and it kind of puts it in perspective where, it's not always you get a chance to win a trophy. That's the way it is. I haven't been in another Open Cup final. I haven't been in another MLS Cup final, either as a player or as a coach. So, when you get these opportunities, you really do have to take advantage of them, because they don't come around as often as maybe you think they would.
Is that one of the pieces of messaging you're relaying to your players now ahead of this tomorrow?
Yeah, I think you have to. I think these guys understand what it's about, and ultimately everybody is playing to win trophies. That's what you want to do, and our group is excited about it. But, I think it's important to, as much as you can, especially the younger players who maybe don't understand that these things don't come around as often as you think they would, that, when it's there, you have to pour everything that you have into it in order to try and get the job done. Because it could be, it could be the last time you're playing for a trophy. Obviously, we hope that's not the case. We want to build a team here and a club that's competing every single year in a situation or in a game that can win you a trophy. But does it happen every year? You never know. So you want to really emphasize to these guys that you need to take advantage of it when it's there.
He's Dynamo assistant coach Davey Arno. Many, many years in Major League Soccer, was an all-star, won all kinds of trophies, and he is a Dynamo assistant coach here ahead of tomorrow, LAFC against the Houston Dynamo. You go to HoustonDynamo.com, you can get tickets. Carlos Vela in town, by the way, for all you Liga MX fans. So if that's a way to get you to the stadium, we'll do it. All right, look, let's not sugarcoat it. The Dynamo not in a great place right now. It's three straight losses, uncharacteristically, two in a row at home, albeit certainly the Philadelphia game. That was a nightmare with the sending off of Tomas Martinez. That said, it's not a great phase right now. This happens to teams in Major League Soccer. How do you reboot a team right now with a very emotional game with people sent off? How do you get people rebooted here? Because that's the challenge, right?
It is. That is the challenge, and you said it. We're obviously in a tough moment right now, and a tough moment in an important time of the season. So it's difficult. But I think if you've been around this league for long enough, you understand that every single team will go through this kind of patch and this kind of phase at some point in the season. We happen to be going through it right now. And in fairness, I don't know if we went through one with this group last year. I don't know how many times we lost back-to-back games. We just always seem to respond and bounce back after, a tough game or two. Now it's been, a few games here in a row now where things haven't gone our way. Obviously, I think the one at home against Philadelphia had a big emotional impact on the group. That was a tough one to swallow, for obvious reasons. But we wanted to move on from that. And, it obviously the game did not go as we thought it would and as we wanted it to go on Saturday against Kansas City. It was an emotional game, and things obviously ended up boiling over with the red cards. But we have to regroup. We have to now put all of that behind us, which we're going to. Wilmer's addressed the group and made it a point that, we're going to move forward and control the things that we can control moving forward. And that's us and our response and how we play Wednesday, how we play in Columbus, and then ultimately how we play, against Salt Lake in about a week and a half at home.
Dynamo assistant Davey Arno joining us. So my observation was it felt to me that the Philly game was never fully left behind, and some of that might have carried over into the Sporting Kansas City game. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think that would be fair. I think it's hard. Soccer, this is an emotional game. There's no other way around it. It's played with passion. This game's played with emotion. There's a lot on the line every single week, and we understand that. And it can be hard as a player when I think in general we're pretty honest with ourselves in terms of, we don't like to blame referees and all the other stuff. But I think what happened in the Philadelphia game was pretty clear and obvious that the decision was wrong. And I think we felt like it cost us points. And I think everybody agreed that it was wrong. Tomas Martinez had the card overturned. So I think that was a tough one for us to swallow, and it may be carried over a little bit in the Kansas City, getting that red card, 15 minutes into the game or whatever it was. It was early in the game. I don't remember the exact minute. Yep. And I think that maybe having started in Philadelphia just kind of maybe pushed us over the edge a little bit emotionally, obviously, with the way that the game ended up. But, it can be tough because, like I said, I was a guy that played the game with emotion and with passion, but we need to understand that if we let it get to that point, it's not helping our cause. And I think our guys understand that. We need to now look forward and put that stuff behind us because, ultimately we have to control what we can control, and what we can control is what we do on the field, how we compose ourselves and conduct ourselves on the field, and ultimately not giving referees the opportunity to put us in a bad situation. And that's what we need to do.
Davey, last one before I let you go. Okay, so we look at LAFC, and, the lineup I saw them put out against the New York Red Bulls pretty incredible. The front six, I wouldn't say one guy out of the front six, Vela, Wynn, Fellhaber, Blessing, Dio, and Rossi. Not one of those guys would you call a defensive sort of player where he leaned a little bit more defensively. These are all attacking players. They're very mobile. It's a very good LAFC team. How do you deal with them?
Cool. They're a very good team, and I think you you said it right when you said they're mobile. I think if you don't, this is a team. I think we saw it last time we played them. If you don't have 11 guys who are kind of bought into what you're trying to do defensively, they can pass you off the field. They're very Fellhaber, Lee Wynn, Carlos Vela. These guys are very comfortable on the ball. The way that they interchange is fantastic. They're obviously got a lot of speed, a lot of pace up front. They're a dangerous group going forward. And we have to approach this game. Obviously, like it's a normal game, even though it's an Open Cup semifinal. But we have to be bought in, all 11 guys, to playing the way that we are accustomed to playing at home, and get back to doing what we do at home, and that's carrying games and us pushing the game a little bit and getting back to winning ultimately. That's the most important.
Davey, we thank you so much for your time here. I know you get out to training. Thank you so much, and best of luck tomorrow night. It could be a historic night in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup semis.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
All right. One of the greats there, Davey Arno. Even when he was on Sporting Kansas City, used to come through Houston, and I've mentioned this on the show, and help us with the pediatric cancer events that we were doing for Texas Children's Hospital. It's a guy that certainly gives a lot back to the community, as well as being an excellent player. Played a soccer at West Texas A&M. Came out of college early with Bob Gansler and the Kansas City Wizards. All right, we wrap it up here tonight. Quick word here for Advantage BMW. My guys in Midtown, Philip, Justin, Sergio, they love soccer. They love football. More importantly, they got incredible vehicles. I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased. I've owned from Advantage BMW Midtown numerous times. I love the drive. It is, after all, the ultimate driving machine. I drive a 5 Series. Love it. But the other thing I really like about Advantage BMW in Midtown, customer service, second to none. I'm not the guy who has time or is good at getting under the hood of a car. So get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown, AdvantageBMWHouston.com. We thank you for your support of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And last night I was over at FM Barn Kitchen. It's located one block north of Washington on Shepherd. Get in there. All the big soccer games played there, Premier League, MLS, Dynamo on the Cube. Enjoy the expertly crafted cocktails, burgers, chicken sandwiches, ribs, Southern Comfort food, 13 monitors. Patio is kid and pet friendly. Bring the entire family. It is FM Kitchen and Bar. You'll be glad I told you about it. Go in, say hello to Ryan, and check out all your favorite sports games, whether it's professional soccer or right on down to the Astros, Texans, and Rockets. For Tyler Scott, I'm Glenn Davis. On behalf of the firm, saying good night. We will see you again next week. We'll be on the air next Tuesday. And thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget, podcastarena.com and iTunes for the podcasts.
ESPN 97.5.